friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying discipleship training in Luke's Gospel, and this is the Chronology of Holy Week, Appendix 2H. Just when was Jesus crucified? To answer this question, we need to inquire, 1, what day of the week? 2, what day of the month of Nisan? And 3, what year? These subjects are controversial, but I'll try to simply lay out the issues and explain what I believe is the most probable. Fortunately, the exact day or date of the crucifixion is not an article of faith. 1, day of the week. In your notes, you'll find scripture references that back up some of these statements. Several times, the Gospels mention that Jesus was crucified on the day before Sabbath, the Jewish day of preparation, that is, on Friday. Some object on the basis of Matthew 12:40, "For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." They argue that this requires 3 24-hour days. Some argue that since Jesus was raised on a Sunday, he must have been crucified on a Thursday. However, the New Testament repeatedly refers to Jesus' resurrection as occurring on the third day, not the fourth day. And the Jews reckoned a part of a day as a whole day. So there is no problem with the death of Jesus on Friday, being in the tomb on Saturday, and being raised on Sunday, constituting 3 days in Jewish reckoning. Here is a brief chronology of Holy Week. Saturday, arrived at Bethany. Sunday, crowd came to see Jesus. Monday, the triumphal entry. Tuesday, cursed the fig tree and cleansed the temple. Wednesday, fig tree withered, temple controversy, the Olivet Discourse. Thursday, the Last Supper, betrayed and arrested, tried by Annas and Caiaphas. Friday, tried by the Sanhedrin, tried by Pilate and Herod, crucified and buried. Saturday, dead in the tomb. Sunday, resurrected. The next question is, did Jesus die on the day of Passover, Nisan 14, or on the day after Passover, that is, on Nisan 15? Nisan is a Jewish month. It's pretty clear from the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, that Jesus ate the actual Passover meal with his disciples on Thursday night. But John's Gospel seems to indicate that Jesus was crucified right before the Jews would partake of the Passover. There have been several attempts to harmonize the accounts. One theory is that two calendars are being used at the same time during the period. The Synoptic Gospels use the method of the Galileans and the Pharisees to reckon the day from sunrise to sunrise, while John's Gospel uses the Judean method of reckoning from the day from sunset to sunset. However, I'm inclined to adopt the synoptic chronology. We won't know for sure in this life. 3, the year of Jesus' crucifixion. Finally, some have attempted to determine the likely year in which Jesus was crucified. We can date the reign of 3 officials involved in Jesus' trial. Caiaphas was high priest AD 18 to 37. Pilate was prefect of Judea from AD 26 to 36. And Herod Antipas, tetrarch of Galilee and Perea, reigned from 4 BC to 39 AD. Thus, Jesus' trial must have occurred between AD 26 and AD 36. If Jesus was crucified on Friday, Nisan 14 or 15, sometime between 26 and 36, astronomic evidence limits the possibilities to AD 27, 30, 33, and 36. AD 27 is the least likely. The most likely dates are Friday, Nisan 14, April 3rd, AD 33, or Friday, Nisan 14, which would be April 7th, AD 30. John's chronology removes many of the historical difficulties associated with the trial and crucifixion of Jesus, says I. Howard Marshall. In addition, a date of AD 33 seems to fit a ministry of 3 years, using the 15th year of Tiberius, AD 29, as a starting point for John the Baptist's ministry, Luke 3:1-3. May God richly bless you as you study His Word and the life of Jesus. Amen.